Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm trying to decide. I don't know. My screen has just taken over and done something completely, and I can't tell. So if we're here on YouTube, welcome. Okay, hold on. I'm seeing, okay, I do see on YouTube, but it's calling us private now, but I see it, so. Whoops, and there he went. So I will continue to read until he comes back. We're on verse 3. Incline your ear and come to me. Here in your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Is that where he was at? Anyways, I'll keep going. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. I'm on verse 6, but I want to say hello to everyone on YouTube that we see. We love you, Sunday, Scott and Braden, Wayner, Roger, God bless you all. And Audrey, did I say you, Audrey? I see you here, and we're so happy to see you all. And Brother Dan and Sister Phyllis on Zoom, it's good to have you all with us. Here we go, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked that makes you wonder if at some point there's going to be such gross darkness that it will be hard for anyone that has not maintained that close relationship with God to be able to find him easily once all of this other stuff tries to take over. So seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Are you back? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say we've never tested that, but
amen. Thank you.
15. Oh, go ahead. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, you're still here. We don't see you now, but you're still here. Yep. I am adopted. I am adopted. And you are adopted. And so are we all adopted.
Thank you.
I am. Oh, okay. To 48. Are you ready for me to read? Are you taking off? Okay. 43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. You may be sons of your Father in heaven. I'm going to read that again. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Is it the pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven? Hallelujah. That means we're not the sons. It's quite an awakening. Thank you.
They'd be eaten.
That's true. That's true. Which one's the 43 through 48?
No.
All right. I will. Here we go. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Amen. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is... Oh. Amen. Amen. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Verse 16, the spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Yes. Yeah. In that vicinity. Yeah. And 9:36, I guess. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Roger was asking for 8 hours, so confusion from my life. Get out of my life. I am a daughter of God. I hear the voice of a stranger. I will not ever follow. God. Spirit of addiction, you are broken from my life no longer. Allow any addiction in my life. It's not of God. The sun sets and I am free and delivered from every addiction. I am an heir of God. And I'm a joint heir with Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I will no longer be bound by sin. Jesus. Amen. You're still here. All right. First, I'm going to read the verses out of the Bible that tell us about the night that Jesus and the disciples had communion together. And then we're going to pray a prayer of salvation for anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This will be your opportunity to pray this prayer and make that decision right here, right now, and begin your new walk in life as a Christian. Hold on for just a second. I apologize. I thought that was a... Anyways, we ask you to join us in this prayer of salvation. Even those of us that have prayed this 100 times before or more, it's still a wonderful rededication to Jesus every time we pray it together. So I'll put the words up on the screen so that we can all see the words. We can pray the prayer together, and then you'll be free to receive communion with us. And that can be your first act in your new life as a child of God. Hallelujah. So here we go. I'm going to share the screen right now. Everyone get your cracker or bread and grape juice together to receive communion with as I read these verses, or read them with me. I'll put them up on the screen so you can see them. If you already have your communion elements together, here we go. These verses are from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to start at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then we're going to read 1 John 4:17. This talks of God's perfect love for us. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen. Okay, so here we go. Now I'm going to share the screen with the prayer, a prayer of salvation. Pray this from the very depths of your heart, as this is going to change your life and your eternity, because it is. This is the prayer that will get you to heaven. Believing, receiving, and proclaiming Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and living out your life, the rest of your life, following him. You'll follow him right to heaven. So here we go. Let's pray this out loud together. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness. filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. And now if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we welcome you to the family of God. We're so happy you've made this decision because we know what amazing and wonderful ways your life will begin to change now. And we'd love to be part of it. Please get a hold of us. Let us know you've made this decision and be with us whenever you can. All of our contact information and our program schedule is in the notes at the end of the programs, or you can even go to samueljcottle.com, which is the Community of Faith webpage, and our information is there. And there are some other prayers and things there too that you may find helpful. But being part of us whenever you can is wonderful. We have this wonderful family of believers that we call the Community of Faith that are with us regularly, and they're a great support system for you. We'd love to have you be part of it, and we'd love to know. We ask any questions you have too. If you contact us, we'll be glad to help bring any understanding that you need to things. From the simplest to the most extensive, we've been asked about every question, so don't ever feel like your question isn't a good question. They're all good questions because they help bring understanding not only to you but others as well. So please don't hesitate to contact us and ask us your questions. And now you're free to receive communion with us. Hallelujah. So I'm going to, the same way I did before, I'm going to share the screen and I'll put up the prayers. First, we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. So here we go, everybody. Hold up your communion elements and let's pray over them. Father, we thank you for this time together, for the ability to celebrate everything you have done for us, Lord. We thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you in Jesus' name. All right, and now I'm going to share the screen again. Whoops, let me stop my video. There we go. I was just going to say I'm working on getting there, really. Here we go, New Covenant Worship, or our communion prayer. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Lord, for your broken body, for everything you suffered to save us. Thank you, Lord. And now, let's hold up your juice and pray. Now, I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord. We receive the cleansing, the healing, and the life-giving blood you've given us. Thank you. Oh my goodness, I never shared the screen. I apologize. Okay, I was going to say, why did my screen disappear on me? Then it shows that I didn't share it. Okay, well, hallelujah. We can hear you. No. No, that's why the screen share disappeared, because you bounced back in. But it was there for the whole prayer, Phyllis, hopefully. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so Phyllis, go ahead. Hey, wait, I want to tell my bird story. Is this good? I have this amazing story to tell. It's just an amazing story to tell. Probably, I'm thinking, I haven't actually looked back at the days now, but I'm going to say 5 days ago, I got done with the morning prayer program, and I went out in the living room, And we have a big sliding glass door there that goes out onto our patio. And we feed the little sparrows that come because they're adorable. I know most people think, oh, they're just sparrows. But, you know, not one sparrow falls without God's knowledge. So anyways, I went out there and there laid one of our little sparrows in front of the door and he was dead. And I picked him up and I spoke life to this little guy. And I was like, you are not going to die. I speak life to you right now. And I said the words, not one sparrow falls without our Father's knowledge. And he didn't spring back to life right away. However, he was, this is maybe details I don't need to share, but he was stiff. And he became pliable in my hand. So I was like, oh, my goodness, thank you, Lord. This bird is coming back to life. I speak life. Life is your will. I have dominion on this earth. Jesus gave us dominion, you know, and I was speaking all of these things. 5 hours later, he still hadn't sprung to life again. And I was trying to do all of my work with one hand and hold the bird in the other. And I did this. And then finally, I decided, you know what, I need to set the bird down. I'll put him outside. We have this round rubber container. It's about 3 foot round and, you know, maybe 8 inches deep. It's full of dirt because we plant grass and catnip and whatever in it for Roman in the summer so he can go out on the patio and lay in the grass and whatever. So that is out on our patio. And so I took the bird and I laid him out there and I thought, you know what? I've already spoken life to him. I've spoken God's word over him. We know God's will is always life. He loves his creatures. That's why he created them. And so the word's been spoken. He needs to come back to life and I need to get on with doing my work. So I put the little guy out there, and then he was still laying there all day. And the next day, he was still laying there. Just his little feathers were blowing in the wind. He hadn't come back yet. And I kept thinking, I am going to come out here and look, and he's going to be gone one of these times. This bird is coming back to life. I demand it. I declare it in the name of Jesus. I have dominion over this. Jesus gave it to us, you know, and I would go through the whole thing again. And I know I'm going to come back out here, and that little guy is going to be gone. The second day, he's laying out there. He still has not left. He's still just laying there. The third day, we had a blizzard. So now he's covered with snow. And you could still see a mild little hump where he was still laying there, but he was covered with snow. And then we had another blizzard. Now everything's leveled off, and he's just still there. But now he's really under snow. This morning, I got up, and I went to trim my hair, and usually I lay a towel over the bathroom vanity to catch the hair, and then I take it outside and shake it off. So anyways, I trimmed my hair, and I went out to shake the towel off, and the bird was gone. There is a perfect silhouette hole in the snow right down to the very dirt that I first laid him on, and he's just gone. And my carnal mind immediately was like, what happened to the bird? Nothing can get up here except a bird. You know, so then I'm looking around for tracks or anything in the snow. The snow is still pure white, untouched, just a little hole right down to the dirt of where he was laying. I was like, oh my goodness, thank you, Father, that our little bird lived and is gone. And I said, but I would have liked to have seen him wake up and fly off. And instantly this came to me, that is not what you said. You said over and over, you're going to come out here and he's going to be gone. And I was like, oh my goodness, that is exactly what I said over and over again. So there's another lesson for us in the power of our words. If you want to see something specific, speak specific. And I hadn't even thought that that's what I said over and over again until it was repeated back to me. And I was like, oh my goodness. And that's exactly what happened. I got up and he was gone. So isn't that an amazing story? Thank you, Father. And I was just praising our God. And
thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. You're welcome. You're welcome. I was hoping you guys would appreciate it as much as I do, because it's just amazing, especially how quickly when that's what you spoke and said, in my carnal mind is like, oh my goodness, what happened to the bird? Like, I was shocked that he was gone. And that's exactly what I was saying. So anyways, thank you, Lord, and be inspired by that and stand in your faith and know. So hallelujah. Now, Phyllis, you want to read to us? All right. Yeah, let's do Jude. We did Ephesians a couple of times. Let's do Jude this time, Jude and Revelations. Yes. Hello? Hello?
Did I get knocked off or something?
I don't know. I don't know, Phyllis. Everything quit.
So how much did you? I read the whole thing. When I looked back up at the screen, it said that everything was over.
Yeah, it did here too. I wonder, and I don't see anybody back on again either. Did it disconnect us from YouTube? It did. It disconnected everything. I wonder if Pastor bounced out and bounced back in again, because a lot of times it will steal everything. Yep. It'll steal everything.
I wouldn't mind reading it again. But if nobody else is on and we're not on YouTube anymore,
no.
I guess it's not just,
Yeah, no, it shut YouTube off too. Huh.
Well, anyway, you know those are my favorite verses.
Yeah, they are.
I tell my grandchildren just a little benediction isn't really enough whenever you have the opportunity to tell the whole story from the get-go, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you for reading.
Well, it was my pleasure. But I guess maybe I'm the only one got the pleasure out of it, except, you know, the scripture does say that God's word never returns to him void. It always accomplishes its purpose.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Huh. Yeah, I'm trying to see if anything else opened back up here, but I don't see anything. That's the only thing I can think is that Pastor must have